Tell me, Watson. What do you think of the Carey case?
All wrapped up, surely.
Thank you, Watson. You're a very great help.
Now, I think you're not completely satisfied with Mr. Hopkins' solution.
One should always look for a possible alternative and provide against it. That's the first rule of criminal investigation. I'm very disappointed in Stanley Hopkins.
Let's see if the Morning Post can provide a few answers. Yes, excellent, excellent. Yes, my alternative develops apace.
Watson, have you telegram for me?
Yes,
two messages, if you please. First, to Sumner, shipping agent, Radcliffe Highway. Send the three men on to arrive 10 tomorrow morning, signed Basil.
Captain Basil once again,
yeah. Second message to Inspector Stanley Hopkins. Important, be here tomorrow morning, 9:30. A necessary journey. Sherlock Holmes. This infernal case has haunted me for 10 days. Tomorrow, I trust that we shall hear the last of it forever.
Like father, like son, eh?
No, he was a good man.
Ran away with other people's money. So, that evening, you went down to Woodman's Lee, quarreled with Peter Carey, and then killed him.
No, I abhor violence.
And terrified by what you had done, you fled, dropping the notebook behind you.
No, I only wanted the security.
So you killed Ford?
Not so, he was already dead.
What?
When I went there that night, the cabin door was open, I went inside. He was lying there, that spear thing sticking through him, and the blood all over. I ran away.
You confessed to being there that night.
Yeah, but not to killing.
You expect me to believe that?
Oh, no, please.
No doubt your motives were good. You wished to do the right thing by your father's creditors. But you committed murder, Mr. Nelligan, and no good motive can justify that.
Please believe me. Please believe me.
Lizzie, what are you doing, love?
Nothing really, Mother. See? His captain's papers. See? No, he no longer exists. Black Peter.
Oh, Lizzie.
By the way, we're having a visitor this afternoon.
Who?
Robert Harmsworth. I've asked him for tea.
But what about your father?
Oh. Yes. No longer exists. I never stopped seeing Robert, you know. I've been meeting him secretly. He's been of great assistance. A tower of strength.
So, Nelligan is as good as confessed, and the case is over, Mr. Holmes. Over and done with.
You believe your solution to be the correct one?
Oh, it must be.
Tell me, Hopkins, have you ever tried to drive a harpoon through a body? Even a hanging pig, for instance?
I don't follow.
It's no easy matter, and demands a strong, practiced arm. The blow which killed Peter Carey was delivered with such force that the head of the weapon went straight through him and deep into the wall behind. My dear sir, you must pay attention to these little details. Do you honestly imagine that anemic youth Nelligan capable of so frightful an assault?
He couldn't drive a knife through butter.
Exactly. Is he the man who hobnobbed in rum and water with Black Peter in the dead of night? No, no, Hopkins. It is another and more formidable person we must seek.
I admit the strength of the blow may be a slight drawback.
Slight.
But Nelligan was there that night, and I'm sure I have enough to satisfy a jury. I have laid my hand upon my man. Where is yours?
I rather think he's waiting on the stairs. I shall avail myself of these handcuffs, Watson, and I advise you to keep your revolver near to hand.
Mrs. Hudson, will you show the three gentlemen up, please, one by one?
Now that the scene is set, let us hope we find the actor who fits the part.
Come in.
Morning, sirs. I'm searching for Captain Basil.
I am he. Your name?
James Lancaster, sir.
I'm sorry, Lancaster, but the berth's been filled.
Oh.
Here's half a sovereign.
for your trouble.
Oh, thank you.